Welcome back to Lost in Lounges. It all fell apart. I had it together. I have the worst guest in history. By the way, you have fans.
Oh, thank you.
Several.
Awesome.
People reach out.
She's fucking married.
No, they like when you're on the show because they like the female dynamic.
That's what's up.
I'm joking.
Even though they kind of get it with me anyways, but it's okay.
The one with the vagina.
Right, we actually get the vagina.
We want the lips.
I'm going to go from two different sources. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Los's. I take this shit seriously, so welcome to my world, motherfucker. Welcome to Los's Lounge Podcast, everybody. Welcome to the LLP. We are in the fucking house, literally in my house. It's not really a house. It's like an apartment. All right, it's a studio. All right, listen, let's get right to it. So I have the perfect guest and at the same time, the worst, with the exclusion of Melanie. No further introduction needed. Give it up for, oh shit. I'm going to drop more. I need it louder. Jasmine's here.
What's up?
In person.
Yes.
In person. Not socially distanced. Probably like 4 feet. 5 feet. No mask.
It's all good.
All right.
I'm COVID free.
And then for the first time, right, Melanie?
Yeah, it's the first time, baby.
Oh my God. Give it up. I should have background music.
I am honored to be here.
Melanie Mariah.
Hello.
Go back like babies in pacifiers.
Yes,
literally.
been in this shit since 92. You know what I'm saying?
Melanie would throw tantrums and then bang her head on the fucking floor like a fucking wild animal. It's
That's me.
The pathology of a lot of why she is who she is now. I just want to let you know. And then, ladies and gentlemen, this deserves a big fucking intro. Here we go. Ladies, don't be jealous, but let's give it up. Let's give it up. Let's give it up.
From where? Right.
From the streets, prison cell, former prison bitch, now turned gangster rapper. To the streets, he's known as Q Streets. Shout out to Fifth Street Management. Mm-hmm. Who runs that, by the way?
Ms. Loca.
Is that really you that runs that?
Yes.
You go,
the page?
Hold on, we'll put you on pause. So why don't I get more promotion out here in these streets?
Oh, no, she don't got the page.
Oh, the page I don't run. That's somebody else. I don't got time for that.
I don't run the page.
I need a name. I need a name to the person.
I'll send you the name. It's undisclosed. We can't say it on air.
Ew, what kind of show is this? This is not what the lounge is about.
This is not... It's one of my business partners, actually. One of my business partners, Switch and HD.
Okay.
Surge, you know what I mean? Like, that's
what up? Oh, I used to know a Surge. I used to date a Surge.
I remember Sergio.
Oh shit!
Back in the archives.
Whoa! Don't do that! Don't do that! I'm having technical difficulties.
Nah, come on, man! Don't do that.
Hold on. Anyways, Julio.
Bow.
Oh my god!
Says streets, Julio.
I'm having technical difficulties, but that's okay.
As a hater,
how's everybody feeling? Welcome to the lounge.
Feeling nice.
Yo, this shit is a lounge, man. I like this.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's a whole vibe. First of all, it's an honor to have you.
Oh, shit.
And at the same time, it's an honor to not have you. Please and thank you. What is going on with the baseball bat? All right, everybody. So listen, basically, if you don't know, we are all biologically connected with the exception of Jasmine, even though I feel more connected to Jasmine and Melanie. I always tell you, Melanie, it's always you and Melanie and Sashita too, but you and I have something different though.
This is chicks. This is a chick effect.
Well, maybe all the men should have stood out of prison.
God.
Right. I'm out of prison. I ain't go back.
Well, Louis, I love you. This isn't about you either. I'm so sorry. I know you listen. This is their fault. Beto.
Oh. Why are you calling my niggas governments out there? Like,
I can edit this.
Dude, I got 19 warrants.
I can edit this, guys.
I got 19 warrants for open cases, man.
Bro.
Okay, so we'll call you fucking Elizondo. I don't know.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
I'm still trying to figure out why I'm having tech difficulties.
I don't know about it, sis.
Yo, it's Friday fucking night.
So you took me 5 minutes into the show.
We still
have
a conversation.
I know.
10:07.
5 minutes into the conversation. And we still having technical difficulties. Like, we gotta fight it, guys. We gotta fight the tech.
We can start always all over. It's connected, but why don't I hear this, though? You know what I'm getting?
Ah. We got it on mute.
Bruh. All
right, okay.
Who's that?
That was bro. Oh. Yeah, that on mute.
All right, oh. Hold on. Wait, all this is for a cat?
Yes.
Y'all cut me off talking because of a cat?
Of course, that's my fur baby. He's like one of my child.
Well, that's our first kid.
Children.
Same
that was
difference.
Our first kid together. Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Jeez.
Our first child.
Let's see if this shit still works. Anyways, welcome back to Losa's Lounge. We are having a family table talk. The kitchen. Red table.
No.
Ooh, I'm Jada. I'm gonna be Willow.
No, I gotta be Willow.
You could be Willow. I'll be Jada. I got a lot of shit to do. You could
just
be
the
mother. No,
you can't be Willow. Wait, wait. So am I the guest? Or is this Willow Jada? Fuck, man. By the way, I'm not liking this at all. So this is what I'm gonna do. I'm going to resolve all issues with sound right now, everybody. What's on everybody's mind tonight?
Just having a good time.
Exactly. Yeah,
having a good time.
I want to get this podcast going.
We are.
It's live.
It's fucked up. It's live. We're recording right now. We're good.
You're vibing?
Don't even look at that. That way you don't think about it. And so, because it's all a mental thing. All right. So one thing I like to talk about in the lounge is one word association game. I love playing this game. So I'm gonna pick one of you guys, and I'm gonna say one word, and. You'll answer.
All right, let's go. We got this.
I hate you guys so much.
Yo.
Melanie!
Dad, what?
Melanie, first word.
So I gotta say something that's associated with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
First word. Structure.
Family.
Ooh. Ooh. Julio!
That's legendary. That's legendary.
Right. Original.
Streets, me, Julio.
Not according to my Instagram. There's like a million of your type.
No, it's not. Nah, it's not. It's only one me, man.
Very reductive.
Dude, I'm on overtime, man. I ain't even supposed to be here.
Very reductive.
Looks at original, and then he asked me, what's original? Myself.
I was just looking for a chance to just give you the...
The ultimate shade of it all.
I'm joking. I'm not a fan.
This nigga's a Charlemagne-ass nigga.
Oh, yes! Oh, no, that's a compliment.
There you go.
Thank you.
Don't worry about it. I'm gonna catch your ass outside now.
All right, I'm gonna roll like you did too.
I'm gonna catch your ass outside.
Is this over, little Kim?
Yeah, because you got Miss Loka got all these fans and shit, so I'm gonna catch you outside your studio.
Is one of my inspirations.
I'm gonna catch you outside your studio. Listen, man, I'm talking.
So much.
We got one mic.
Technically, like, we have two.
Like Nas would say, you know what I mean? Shout out my boy Harry. This is one mic. We got one mic.
Go ahead. What's up,
Harry? No. That's my boy. All right, shout out my boy Harry. But listen, man. Listen. Yeah, I forgot what I was saying. I'm original, man. And that's it. Jasmine, that's it. Go ahead. Go to Jasmine.
One word, and then you tell me what's... I didn't bring it back on time. That's okay. Jasmine, one word. All right, here we go. Dick.
Julio.
Okay. He touched I didn't see that. Oh, yo!
His face right now, his reaction.
Wait, why am I not on the live?
Yo, that was hilarious.
Oh my God.
Yo, why could I not
How am I not on the live? Oh, oh my god.
That was terrible.
All right.
That was a moment to catch, yo.
I know. We can't capture it again.
I know. Let me put the music on though.
He just threw the phone on the floor.
Melanie. 2006.
My Eli, my Mowgli. No, I'm lying. Oops, sorry. 2006?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, what was 2006? Jesus.
Just think of one word that when you remember 2006.
Nah, she was young in 2006.
I was a baby.
She was a baby.
Oh,
she was RTC.
I just graduated.
RTC.
Yes.
Come
yes.
on.
There you go. Yo!
And I was in jail
Yo.
For that.
Yo!
And I was in jail
Look
for that.
Look at that. Eco know me. Eco know me. You know what's up.
I ain't
see
it since 2007. I ain't back up until 2007.
Oh, I don't know.
There
bitch.
You go. I was in ROTC.
High Street.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Damn, imagine you broke it all down.
He about to hit that thorn right there, like, bing, let's go. Let's
wow.
But, yeah, what about 2006 for you?
Worm.
I was in jail.
Mr. K.
That's where it all began for you?
Mr. K represents everything in that area.
Oh, yeah, because he was in Hartford.
Yes.
Doing what? Working full-time at the Gap.
At the Gap.
Doing my
That's
show.
He was out, yeah, you he had your little Gap. Apartment. Oh,
apartment.
My God, yeah.
It was a studio bigger than this one, too.
Yeah.
I would have loved it.
Yeah.
Your mom spent the night.
I know. Crazy night, yep. I heard.
2006, guys.
One of the That was actually one of the best nights of my life.
Miss Loca, 2006. You was in Germany, right?
No, I wasn't in Germany. I was actually in New London.
New London, Connecticut.
First year as a mom.
Really?
Yep. My baby was a year old in 2006. Yeah.
The one you sold on eBay?
No, she was a great
the
baby.
Beautiful.
The one in 2011 that's the whole of the story.
All right, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, that's my backbone. That's what made me. That's who I am. Brooklyn's a way of life. It's not a borough to me. It's a way of life. Only because it's like, if you're born in Brooklyn, like I feel like you see certain shit at an age that you're not exposed to.
Anywhere else. You can put it in a whole different spot. Please. Wherever you are. I just don't want Chris to be in here and Jack is talking to the music strip.
Okay, so this is a one-word association game. You give me a whole fucking two paragraphs.
Oh, one word?
So at the lounge, does anybody want to throw a word to me? I'm out here.
Oh, Madonna.
Mother.
Oh, they've already asked me this on the show.
I said, don't care.
All right,
I'm
so,
not they.
Not the way you've been acting. oxygen.
I.
Blonde.
Karen.
I hate everyone involved right now. I really do.
Word, I
really
I like
do. And on that note, we're going to take a commercial break. And then we're really going to get into it and dip it and do it. These fools are the worst. The absolute worst. There's more of them. One of them's knocked out right now. Come on back to the lounge. It's a family affair. Everybody, this is Carlos, otherwise known as Los, your host from Los's Lounge Podcast. Hey, listen, have you ever been stuck with low or no data and you couldn't listen to your favorite podcast or do anything much, really? Well, let's focus on podcasts here. Or maybe it's one of those days where you were just getting spotty cell phone service. Listen, we've all been there. Honey, stop sweating the issue because I have the ultimate solution for you. Every podcast on the podcast listening app and website, Bullhorn, comes with a 10-digit phone number. where you can call in and you can listen to the podcast like this one. What? Are you kidding me? It's fabulous. So there's no more reason why you should be missing episodes, because low or no data with Bullhorn's data-free listening capabilities, you'll be set from here on out. If you're never without internet service and you're looking for a new podcast app with an awesome interface or just one right easy to use, then Bullhorn is also for you. Download Bullhorn podcast app in your provider's app store or stream on their website, bullhorn.fm. Big shout out to Bullhorn. Get on it. You heard me? Welcome back to Losa's Lounge. I am your host, Carlos Reyes. I am so honored and blessed to have my family in the building, my DNA structure, Team Estevez. And I always say Team Estevez because that is really like the umbrella for all of us, right?
Yeah.
Tirado, yeah. Estevez. That's the umbrella for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
What does Team Estevez mean to you? Karen.
Estevez means to me, I think, marriage, my soulmate, and my kid.
What about you, Streets?
What?
Streets. See, this is why I need to call you by your government, because when Streets don't listen either.
I heard. I said what?
What does Team Estevez mean to you?
Team Estevez? Yeah, that's my last name. That's legendary. That's it. Legendary one. Legendary.
What's the first thing you think of when you think of legendary?
Estevez.
Wow.
Nice. That's it.
Got you.
Loyalty.
Yeah. You're like, you need sleep, girl.
Loyalty.
You got these bags. Yo, we both looking like Uncle Fester out here. Loyalty.
Damn, bro.
Harry and Ramon would have called me like of Uncle Fester. Like,
oh, no. Put all the black around your eyes.
Yeah, it's not my fault. All
right, let's go.
Loyalty. Loyalty. Taurus. No, I take that back. Loyalty. Loyalty.
Loyalty,
that's
loyalty,
a deep
loyalty.
One. That's a deep one.
Morals.
No, my spirit wants to say family, obviously. Duh. But I want to give a different answer. But the rebel in me wants to say something different.
What is it?
I'm just saying anything but family.
Okay.
Yeah, there's really anything else. Sex.
Spiritual.
You want to be able to hear everybody. That's why I keep doing this. If Harry was here, I can hear him in my head right now. Turn on the music.
Yeah.
Harry's always on. What was that? Sex.
Spiritual.
Sex.
Spirituality.
Look at Jasmine looking like, you better watch what you say, motherfucker.
Everything. It's everything.
Motherfucker. Jasmine, sex. I damped it
at orgasm. Oh. Okay.
Multiples.
This is all right. This is
now.
Going
do you
somewhere
get
else.
What I meant when I meant spirituality, though?
Absolutely, I felt
okay.
That.
Okay.
Yeah. This is sex, squirt fest.
Spirituality and squirt fest walked out the door. They said, "I'm tired of you. Thank you for a good year, and I'm out."
This nigga can't think of just one word. He has to think of a whole paragraph.
Who, me? Oh, him,
no,
yeah.
That's a regular word. That's a compound.
Compound word, yes.
Yes.
Two syllables, yes.
Okay.
Good for you.
Yeah.
High five.
That's right. You know we're gonna wear that out. That's me, man. That's my new That's my new slogan from now on. Before it was Kr-pow.
Melanie,
now
is it's Britney, bitch. Please. Just because of the umo. All right, so 2020. All right, let's talk. Let's get into it. Structure. 21.
Oh.
Technical difficulty. I wish I was on the live right now.
I'm telling like, you. Trying to push it.
I need a tripod. I need a cam. I need a YouTube channel. Let's go. All right, I mean, I have a YouTube channel. First of all, if you're tuning in, thank you so much. I have my family here tonight. I have three of the finest, winest, dinest, flyest Regina Phalanges in the world. We have Esmeralda, Asuncion over here, and Chispirito. Streets is in the house. Q Streets is in the house. All the way. All, there's gunshots and shit.
You got a gunshot. We're gonna have to add that to your shit.
I don't
shit,
have
man.
A gunshot, but I can give you a.
We need that. Pow.
What are we, yeah. Funk Flex?
You need that.
You shout need out that. To DJ Funk Flex. Yes, and the mixtapes in the '90s.
Nah, Flex had no. It though.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but well, I used go. To love here Funk Flex go.
until well, he played
until
though.
He played out my fabulous last song. That nigga don't know how to let a song just actually play. Mm-hmm. He keeps on and keeps on, and by that time I'm over the show and I'm changing the channel to like La Mega.
Yeah.
Ole Barbo 105.
Ooh. Ooh.
So are we opening this? What's going on here?
We might as well. They're leaving Sunday.
I know.
They're
waiting Monday. Like, what are we doing? Let's keep my vibes going. No, don't give it to him. Don't give it to him.
No.
We're younger. We're the younger ones.
Yes.
We're the younger ones. He was out of our lives.
Nah, I wasn't out your lives because I wanted to.
Ooh, that's a conversation.
Okay. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, you got to remember like when kids are young and parents go through separations. You know, that is the real quick. We're going to get personal. When kids are young and parents go through separations, you know, sometimes, you know, you lose connection. But, you know, it's just like my mom used to always tell me, and it's like my grandmother used to always say, La sangre jala. Yeah. For me, your blood pulls you. So it's like, while I was living my life, I always felt empty. Because I felt like there was a whole nother half of me missing.
It's funny, my blood drops away.
You know, so it was like, I always felt that way. It was just, you know.
Hi, I'm Carlos. I make jokes when I'm uncomfortable.
Jasmine, this is deep, bro.
No, I'm joking with you.
Jasmine just laughs.
Actually, Harry would be like, no, you're not.
Oh, shit, Mellow popping that black bottle. No. Give it up. Shout out. Hey, yo, shout out Bel Air.
Shout out to Bel Air Lux. And it's a beautiful bottle, by the way.
You keep it.
I would love to. I would actually. I have a Sharpie. Everyone should sign that.
I'm going to sign that bottle. Yeah. I'm going to sign that bottle.
Yeah.
And I'm going to sign that bottle for you.
Please do.
Compliments to Q Streets.
All right. Well, I mean, you don't have to, though. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. So how are you going to just put your mouth on the whole bottle? Like, we're not here all that COVID. Nice sneakers.
What size are you?
10.5, 11.
These are 11.5. All right. Fit you like slippers. Like, nah, you look like Ronald McDonald.
Nah, I'll be looking like a fucking, yeah, like a pure clown.
I got right, these shits so, now, but they're on Flight Club for $450 if you want.
So them. You were on a thought process. Go.
Oh, no, like I was saying. It was just like, I felt not lost because I
is
knew who
Jay
I was.
Is that Jay Dilla? Sunbeams?
Yeah.
Let him talk.
Sorry. I just know my music.
Nah. Of course, it's for you to read the screen. Right. Runs in the family. Of course.
ADD.
Nah, it's not even ADD. It's AD da 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 da.
I can't see my mouth.
But it was just, you know, it's just like, it's like you know what I mean? Like when you get attached to something or you know that something's missing, you feel incomplete. So that's how I always felt my whole life. I felt like, you know. But I ain't gonna front, in 2007 I felt complete, and then I got married. You know, I already knew what I was coming home to.
You know, felt so, like you already was gonna fit right in.
Yeah, I already knew. I already said it. Mm-hmm. But when I got reconnected with my family, it was just like I felt complete.
I remember when you got here.
Here?
Yeah, it was me.
By the way, this isn't the shit streak, by the way. Just want to say, in case anybody sees this, is yeah. the result from that being on the...
Nah, yo, I ain't gonna front, theater. Though. I ain't gonna front that whole bus trip. I cried.
The bus trip.
I cried. Like, when they first...
No, wait, Melanie. What was you saying?
Go. No, go ahead. Finish. Got it. Go.
Oh.
Nah, when I first got the message...
I hope I
on Facebook... like, dude, it was just I was reading the message that Alexa sent me, like my cousin Alexa. Shout out to Alexa, like, mm-hmm. for, and Kim. Mm-hmm. Kim. They reached out to me, son. I ain't gonna front, son. I looked at that message on the computer screen and I cried. Cause I felt complete, and I felt like
why
I was.
Why you look all mad?
I was rushing the bus driver trying to come up here type shit. I was like anticipating the moment, like.
That hasn't changed.
Even when I left, I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to leave.
Was he rushing the boat driver?
I remember that.
I didn't want to leave, dude. Like, I swear to God, I didn't want to leave. I cried. I didn't want to leave because I felt like.
How come you don't cry when I'm around?
Nah. It's not even the fact of crying. Like, you got to remember, you could cry without shedding tears. I cried when you left. When you left me. I cried when you did come to my concert and I was giving you a ticket and you paid $200 to go see Madonna. I cried. I ain't shed no tears. I ain't let you know. But, yeah, I was hurt. You chose to go to the city and hang out with your friends, and you didn't even come stop by to my house.
Ooh. Fabulous. Yes, yeah. Fabulous. I do it again for Madonna, too, and I do it again.
It's Britney, bitch.
Nope. Seen her. She lip syncs. And with the way it's going, it doesn't look like
no,
she's
No, but back. Honestly, okay, I understand. Britney Spears lip syncs, but you got to understand what she does on that stage. Dude, what? She's going to be out of breath. Oh, she ins and outs. She ins and outs. She has. It's not. It's a fact of lip syncing.
Yeah, in and out and of her medications.
In and out. Listen. Lawsuit, dude, you can't take. All right, you can say what you want about Britney Spears after, but Britney Spears, when Britney Spears came out, before she went to the wax, before she went wacko, she had it, son. She was the total package.
Oh, yeah.
Performance-wise, she put on a fucking show. My nigga, when she came out with them snakes, I'm a slave.
I've been there.
You know what I mean? Excuse the singing, you know what I mean? But
you know what I'm saying? Since you love Britney so much. I know, I've seen the show. I've seen it.
I fuck with Britney.
It's Britney, bitch.
Let's go. Close the door now. I'm not chilling.
But yeah, nah,
you
man.
You should have done it yourself.
I know.
Miss Loca, how you doing? One question.
What's up?
One question. Los Podcasts.
Podcast. Los's Lounge.
Los's Lounge Podcast.
Right. What do you want to know? Why am I not?
Where do you see this? Or where would you? Because I know you envision to get like the 8,000 followers you have. I mean, streams or whatever. But where do you see yourself or this podcast 5 years from now? Or where will you envision it? Or where will you want it to be?
On a network, and it's paying bills, and that's my source of income. And then I'm just going to do other things in media. And hopefully I won't be out here.
So this is your gateway into...
Yeah. Basically. Because everything I want.
Shout out to the Loser's Lounge community.
Everything I wanted, but it's definitely what I wanted. I've always wanted my... Thank you. I've always wanted my own radio show as a kid. And I've always wanted to dance around the world, too. But that's older. That didn't happen.
Oh, my God. I was your first fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would do shows.
Did you go to school for media?
Yeah, communications.
So while me and you have a discommunication, like, we don't communicate at all. This is a disconnection.
Oh, no.
Like, let me just
make it clear. I just don't like you. Yeah.
But listen, yeah. I'm your cousin. You know, I'm not supposed to like you. Never. I'm not here fucking you. Right? Fucking you like. I like the color red, but guess what? I might like the color black tomorrow. I might like the jeans, and I might not like them. You're supposed to love me.
It's Britney, bitch.
Fuck. Show some respect. I wish Harry was here.
Men Harry, have always failed you. Me all my life.
Ooh. You stop holding men to high standards.
Can we
sorry,
start with
Dad.
How and where?
You gotta listen, man. All right, sorry, Dad. Is listen. It ain't even that.
It all fell down there too.
Nah,
brothers,
it's not
cousins. Where
it's
was
not,
everybody at?
It's not the fact of sorry, Dad, brothers, cousins. Niggas was in jail.
The ultimate shade of it all.
Yo, I'm saying we were trying to do what we had to do, but niggas ended up in jail. We were doing what we had to do.
Not my fault. That's your life. Totally joking.
Melo, how did you feel when you saw me?
Damn, everybody was like anxious, waiting for you to get here. I remember going with Alexa. We were going to the
PDTA. And when we saw that bus roll up, our hearts were like, what? Like, we were so excited. And when we saw you, we knew exactly who it was. Like, she didn't have to point it out. I know exactly who you were when I saw you. And it was the weirdest shit. The weirdest shit, because I was young as hell. No. And all these people coming off the bus, and I knew exactly who it was. It was just a connection. Boom.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It was I felt like I didn't miss a day.
Yeah. Like, we knew him forever. Like, I felt like I knew him since I grew up.
Oh, yeah, you wasn't there, right?
No, he was in Connecticut.
Oh, he was not there.
No, but when he came, I was so happy because it was just like...
Boom.
Boom.
That was complete.
Now you was working at the Gap.
Damn sure.
Oh, you had your priorities, man. Yeah, you was doing what you was doing. Talking about the Gap. Shout out the Gap. I got the Gap sweater right here.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the Gap plug.
Okay.
I got a manager that works at the Gap. That's my sister. You know what I mean? That's my.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah. But the first time you like hung out with him is when that went.
September or October. October. September. When did you come? Whenever he came. Yeah, I came a couple days after. Because I came with Nelson. Nelson's blue Cobalt car. Oh, damn. That was at the beginning of Nelson and I. All right. How did I feel? I think I was fucking excited. Are you kidding me? I mean, ill, another boy in the family, but whatever. Where were these motheruckers at? Like, motherfuckers want to pop out. You know, one's not here because of other circumstances. This motherfucker just pop out of nowhere. Does anybody else want to come out in this family?
Nah, it wasn't even that. It was just...
Nah, I was excited. Are you kidding me? You know how I am with men. Like, any male form, like, from day one.
Connection.
But it was really mostly when he came with Jasmine, too, on that trip by themselves. Remember when you guys came to Finn Forest Park?
Yeah.
That trip, for me, is, like, when I felt, like, mad in love with the both of them. I cried so hard when they left. Mom was there. I cried, right? Mommy was there, I think, the first time?
Yeah.
Every time I come, I see everybody.
The only person I didn't meet the first time coming was Alexa. She was the only one because she was in Florida.
Right.
But I met Pito. I still haven't met Pito.
Yeah.
Right. But I met everyone the first time. I was pregnant with Gio at the time.
Nah, I was like, these niggas just can't leave. I just got here like 2 days ago. I'm like, no, I need more.
Like, I was like,
this
five
is what I've been
pregnant.
Missing. No!
And then that's when I caught the sigh because you and Jovi went to Mark Anthony without me.
Oh.
Yeah.
You caught the sigh.
No, I caught the sigh.
You caught the sigh.
Man, fuck you, motherfucker.
But it busted once you brought my t-shirt.
And
I had Gio.
You've been sitting on there for a while? It did. Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Son, that sty gave me issues for weeks.
Like a year.
Yeah.
Like a good month,
and
2 months.
When you came, like a month.
It took like a good month to pop.
Yeah, and when he came, he was like, you had the surgery to get it surgically removed.
I had that scheduled.
And I said, don't worry, you gave me my t-shirt. And sure enough, he went home and it popped.
No, actually, in my house.
In my house, it popped.
I was putting tea bags and shit, and in the bathroom, it said...
And I said, that's because you and Jovi went to Mark Anthony without me.
Nah, niggas ain't got time to wait for nobody.
I
want to be clear from that.
Yeah, he said, all right, I had the money. I was getting the money. I was like, I'll get the money to stay. Blah, blah. That nigga bought the tickets. I was like, word. Okay.
And what you need to understand is that I'm very honest and upfront about who I am.
Yes.
I'm going to be 40 soon, guys. Orientation's been going for years.
Well, that's the reason why you and
he
I
walked
get
out.
And that's the reason why you and I get along because we do not hold back.
I talked to Jasmine. I talked to Jasmine since the day I met her more than I think I've even ever talked to you.
Yeah. A lot more than you.
Like, I'll call Jasmine before I even call my own friends, before I call anyone in the family. Like, I always call Jasmine. I don't even call him. I don't call him, actually, to be honest with you. And when I do, he don't pick up anyways. So if it was
I'll be honest with you.
But it's the truth. If it was a life-threatening, I'd go to her first.
Right.
It's not even that. It's just like, he doesn't call me. So whenever he does call me.
Yeah, refill. Yeah, fill it.
I think it's.
I feel like Nori. Oh shit, not that much. Hold on. Wait, share.
That's
share. We'll know her.
Yeah, you want some?
Take care of her. first.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, take care of them first, and then.
No, I'm good.
Not to take everything you got. It's say I'm gonna play that little brother role. I'll be like, nigga, leave the shoes, leave the socks.
This is bubbling.
Wash the underwear. What size are they? I'll take everything. Take everything.
No. Well, that's the other one.
Yeah, come on, Jazz. That's the other one. Fill her shit up.
Or this one.
Fill her shit up. You don't want no more? No.
Why?
I don't care.
Really?
Oh shit.
What brand is this? Well, Bel Air Lux Champagne. If you're listening and you're looking for a sponsor, I'm here.
Like I am bougie.
I'm here. Oh well.
Like. If you're gonna do champagne, I need more, right? I need a little bit more. You know?
Yeah, by the way, you were a hit on the episode. You got fans out here. And when we come back at the lounge, I don't know. We'll just continue the conversation and pick it up from there. Hey, everybody involved. I hate everybody involved. Welcome back to the lounge. Oh, shit, wrong button. What did I name it? I changed the name. I feel like I got... I changed the name. It went from one bougie Puerto Rican plus one gay Puerto Rican equal a hot mess or a good time. But that was too long. It was just... So now it's just these two are a mess.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's where we're doing great. We're over the 100 part. Oh, we're almost at 100. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. It is crazy to see, like, in 5 months... Wait, what month is this? Yes, in 5 months to see like it go to almost I'm pretty much at 8,000 and just 1,000 a week now. And there's other shows that do more like some True Crimes and Consequences, who is also on the roster. Shout out to them. They average 7,000 streams a week, I think they said in the private chat. That's crazy.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to them. I think it's more than that though, to be quite honest with you.
No, that's good.
That's
great.
That's really great. A big shout out to Bullhorn FM. A big shout out to Castro for streaming services. A big shout out to Anchor for hosting. And a big, big shout out to my motherfucking self. All right, so welcome back to the lounge. It is my honor. A big shout out to Bullhorn, by the way. If anybody's listening, check them out on the featured page. We are on there. Big shout out to Nikki PP Inc., Nick Weaver, who has been an incredible asset on this journey and such an educator for me. Like, I feel like I know so much more about podcasting than I ever even thought I even wanted to know, but it's so dope. It really is. I'm telling you guys, give me a few years. Someone is going to pick the show up. Someone, pay me my 60,000 starting.
Well, pick me up while you at it.
Don't pick her up. Leave that hole right in the corner where she belongs.
Needs a broken back.
Let this motherfucker to the left of me.
She ain't playing. I need a mansion and a Birkin bag. Thank you.
I'll write it down for you because we're on live on air right now.
And I need better champagne. I need some Moet.
Well, you're the one that brought
some Aces or some. All
right. First of all, look. I'm always up for Moet, but you know, I'm on a budget these days now.
I'm never on a budget.
Well, I wasn't either in 2020.
And when my husband married me, he knew that he got married to a bougie bitch. So he knew that I had just type high it in. Class. I have a very expensive taste. Thank you very much.
Anything happens to me, you say that password. You say that password. You say that password.
Was the name of the was the name of the Wi-Fi?
Get the book.
Was the name of the Wi-Fi?
Get the book.
Black Lives Matter all day.
Okay.
You think I didn't put in this work in these streets out here, Melanie? Tell them. Yo, Melanie.
Does it have to be caps?
I say that?
No.
I'm asking you.
I'm telling you, puppy. You're good. Follow the Lord, puppy. Follow the Lord. Maybe you shouldn't get off the streets and go into the church.
No,
the church in here.
I feel like a bunch. I'll be. I'm no disrespect to anybody.
No, please. No. Not in the show.
Not in the show.
I love the churches.
Thank you.
No, I'm just saying that it's just religions is different.
No, well, religion is a different word. Now that's a whole different conversation. But not here.
Churches and temples. Churches, temples, and. And what you call those other things? The Jews
synagogues.
Go, synagogues and all of that. That's different to conversations.
Temples.
It's different places for different. That's like right. That's like Baskin Robbins, 31 flavors.
But the root is all the same.
It's Britney, bitch. All
right, I have a question for you.
Talk about it.
If you had the money right now,
what's up?
Where would you want to visit?
Visit or stay?
Visit.
Because visit.
And why?
And I will, and it's gonna happen this year, actually. So I'm speaking into the existence. Ooh. Damn it, Harry, man. I know you're listening. Well, you will listen when I post this, but this is so like Harry and I.
The vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, y'all. Dee Dee, I miss you. Fuck these niggas. You hear every day, man. I love you. Fuck them. Honestly, my heart is in Mexico right now with Rick.
What part?
Rick. You guys know Rick.
Well,
you've been in Rick's house.
Yes, we
know. Oh, my Rick. Nigga Rick.
Rick.
Yeah, my nigga Rick.
Rick lives in Mexico, in Tijuana.
Oh, yeah. Word. He sold your department.
Rick's been out of there. Rick's probably going to be listening to this, too.
Shout out Rick, yo, man.
Big shout out.
I was actually...
Everybody, give it up for Rick. Yeah. Random, we don't even expect.
Yeah, my boy Rick.
I went to his crib. I heard him on the last podcast.
I took the
Yes, Rick is on the cancer.
I took the pictures. I took the pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck cancer. Fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer all day.
All day. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So Rick lives in Tijuana, Mexico. Rick moved November 2014 to San Diego, and then a year later he went to Tijuana, and he has a.
Let me give myself another stream since we're talking about cancer.
Rick is doing great.
We're going to put this second verse right here.
That's all I'm going to say.
Since we're talking about cancer right here, we're going to talk about the second verse right here. Right here.
Oh. Okay, well.
Fuck cancer.
Believe me, follow me. So, yeah, go in on those. Pour them in the bowl, do what you have to do, there's another bag. Rick's doing great, so I want to answer your question, yeah, I want to go there first. Before I go anywhere in the world, I need to go spend time with Rick. I have 2 weeks coming up, I have like almost 30 hours already saved.
What?
And my job lets me take 2 weeks in a row. And if I don't take it a certain time, they're gonna make me take it.
You got 30 hours?
Before you lose it. I got 28 now.
I ain't gonna say how much I got, my bad. About 170 something hours.
Where would you go, Julio?
Yes.
Streets. Q Streets. Q Tip. Wannabe.
Nah, honestly.
No bars.
Honestly,
you ain't got bars. If money wasn't a problem.
You ain't got
money's
bars.
Money's not a problem.
You still don't got bars, though, even if money wasn't
I don't
a
think,
problem.
Nah. Where I wanna go, money's
people,
not really
by the way,
an issue.
To the billboard. People.
It's not. Yeah, Tekashi.
Hey, Yola.
Tekashi did.
Am I related to a Tekashi? Are you snitching?
Nah, listen.
Am I Cardi? Is she Cardi? Oh,
snitches get stitches and end up in ditches.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Streets. Talk that talk.
I will just basically. I don't think money's the issue. It's just like my priorities are set different.
Okay, but we're not talking about.
Greece. I would say Greece. I was not even. I will. Where bloody fool. The accent. Where is that accent from? You're bloody fool.
London
town. The UK.
Yo,
a big shout out to the UK audience. I have a UK following.
Yes,
and a big shout out to the Spice Girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not making fun of the accent. I love that accent.
No, darling.
No, dude. I love that. Yo, I swear to God, them London rappers. Dude.
Darling.
The London rappers.
Fabulous.
They got it.
Yeah.
I swear, I don't know what
the UK is incredible.
I don't know what they're talking about, but they got I wish
Mel C,
I knew.
Liverpool, all of it.
London
town.
My mom be like, please stop.
Shout out London.
You have
shout
London in front of you. Look right there.
I do.
Who's that in front of you?
Mick
Jagger. Yep. When he got arrested. One of the times he got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And then who's underneath him?
Oh, I said his name.
And she's part British.
I said his name in a rap.
Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
Did you have moves like him?
I said I got the bars, the swagger of Mick Jagger.
Why is nobody on our Instagram live right now? This needs to be, like, I'm telling you. I need a video documentary.
Mellow.
Oh, Melanie, music, the music
right now. If money wasn't a problem, where would you go? And why?
If money wasn't...
Now, you asking weak questions.
Crazy, huh?
Fuck that. I'll be in an island somewhere.
I'll
change my shit. Jamaica.
I want to go to Tahiti.
Why?
You?
Oh, okay.
Why?
You okay about that later?
I don't know.
Yeah. I have a different answer after you. After him. After everybody. Where would you go, Jasmine?
There's no question about it. Mykonos Islands in Greece.
So y'all both going to Greece. Y'all going to have...
Well, he picked that because he knows that's my...
That's where she want to go. That would make
so you're just trying to get
my number one destination. My second is Ireland.
I see what's going on. Valentine's is around the corner. You're just trying to make sure you're still...
I don't give a fuck about Valentine's. Fuck Valentine's.
But I've always dreamed of going to Greece. Always. And...
I love Greece. Yeah. I love Greece. John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John, they fucking killed that shit. I love the whole look. The entire soundtrack, it is incredible. It is an incredible, incredible, incredible. Love these cartoon, not so much. Cartoon, not so much, but I love John Travolta.
Mykonos, okay? Mykonos Islands.
Mykonos, yo, shout out to...
There's another one.
Melanie, you know Mykonos, where you can get the gyros in the East Pole Mall.
Yes, yes.
Oh my God, why I can't...
That's where I would go.
Yeah, it's basically just like Mykonos Island.
Yes,
but I will go there more for the culture, because I love Greek mythology, so I will go to Athens as well. Just to visit the temples and everything, and it's
the
Africa.
The Colosseums.
I am dying to go to like Kenya.
Can you put your phone away and stop scrolling? You told me to get off my phone.
Cause just to do like a nice Sahara Desert, like
safari that would be beautiful.
And to see the
Well, I'm looking at three animals right now, so I don't... I'm good here. It's like a free...
Exactly. You're the one in the corner.
Exactly.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
I put myself in the corner. I've been bad. I'm slow. Guilty. Guilty.
Yeah. Oh, like I said, Ireland. I am obsessed with Irish accents.
Yes, we've been hearing about Ireland for many years. Shout out to Dermot Ford.
You know when they have...
I don't know why I keep doing governments. I'm going to have to edit this.
No, my...
3, 2, 1. Ireland. P.S. I love you. Shout out to Dermot.
P.S. I love you.
Yes. Get rid of Butler.
Gerard Butler.
My
God. Yes. I love Irish accents. They're the best.
I love white boys.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, not boys, men. Sorry. I gotta be politically correct.
And then if not...
So, welcome back to the lounge. And we're talking about music right now. I want to talk about music. And I'm really interested because we have an artist in the house. Actually, we have a couple of artists in the house. If you spill anything, I'm just saying, pick it up. Pick it up at the lounge. I don't like a dirty carpet.
And really, nobody likes a dirty carpet, really.
Wait, that's not helping it. How is that? Oh.
That was on the floor.
I know. Thank you.
He's talking about me because I'm eating chips.
I'm talking about everybody just because...
And he should be happy that I'm eating chips in his house.
Jasmine.
Oh, Michael.
You said Thriller was your favorite album of the 80s.
No, I said my favorite song.
Oh, your favorite song.
But, actually, yes, that was my favorite album of the 80s.
Jasmine. What's your favorite part of Los in 2020?
The lounge or you?
I just life in general. Shut up.
Alright.
Oh, she flipped her hair, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
By the way, speaking of the lounge, one of the statesmen here is on his phone talking to one of his boyfriends over there. He's turning the other way because he doesn't want me to be heard. He just walked outside. Are you the top or the bottom? He walked out the apartment, ladies and gentlemen.
Mom. What I can say, my favorite, or
a great thing about Los.
Right.
Is it might be emotional right now.
Ew. Make it short and sweet, go.
But I can say that he was a very one of the very, 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 very few people who was there for me through my hardest times.
Elaborate. No, don't elaborate.
No, I'm gonna elaborate. When my father passed, I was in a very dark space, and I will say that he checked up on me almost every day. If not every day, every other day. And, like always, made it about himself. Conversation.
Always. Forever. Forever. That's why he walked out. That's why he walked out. And when we come back, I'm going to cut her off because she's rude. So we are back at the lounge. Oh my god, there's so many things happening, loungers. Oh, I'm so sorry. This is the worst company I've ever had.
Hey yo, come on, focus.
Bro.
Focus.
Okay. Alright.
So.
Bro.
Is there anything anybody wants to ask anything? Random without this?
No,
just put it back where it goes.
What are your goals?
No.
The next 5 years.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh,
there we go.
Oh.
That's what I just said. That's what I just said. And another word. Where do you see yourself 5 years? 5 years from now.
Me, 5 years.
Working and twerking.
Shaking that pole.
She got what my mama gave me. Or what Dr. Woo! Miami gave me.
I love this girl.
Yo, special guest at the lounge, Jamal! Yeah. His extended family, I'm so happy. Okay, what the Dream Champs is going on? Am I Nori? Depends on the day. He's more like Nori. But whatever.
I was locked up with Nori.
Yeah, everything goes back to prison here in this conversation.
I say that shit all the time.
Everything goes back to the prison term.
No, I'm sorry. It's half of my life I spent.
You don't gotta apologize to me. Apologize to the judge. Listen. So with that said, what was your question? 5 years, 2021, 2026. In 5 years, I see myself as a homeowner for sure, whether it be in this area or somewhere else. Yes.
Long Island.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
I'm Cross the water, man.
I mean, if I was married and I could do it with two incomes, yeah, why not? But I'm also not trying to go and survive. I'm trying to continue the pattern I'm doing, which is living.
Don't get married.
Don't
have kids.
Oh, I mean, I'm not. There's so much. Nobody's listening.
I'm listening.
There is four people.
He's that homeowner.
Homeowner.
We got that.
I try to get you to come to Long Island.
Homeowner, yes.
All right. So, yeah, I would love to be, and I would love to be on a network and making this and really doing good in media and communication somewhere. Yeah, definitely. I would love to not be here either.
Like, it's a double question, sure. Too.
Yeah.
It's a double question.
Well, what's the other question?
Also.
Is it like a double dildo?
Yes.
Ooh.
Also, what are you going to do?
Why? Oh, I doesn't. Why?
What are you going
Why
to do
like
to make that possible? Ooh. Is where do you see yourself in 5 years? And how do you go about...
How do I go?
Yes.
Nice.
What do you see yourself... You know
that
mean?
Was deep. Well, yeah. That was deep.
Let's talk in 5 years.
Right. Nah, you know, let's talk in 5 years.
Because
you have to plant the seed. That tree, yes. That tree that's out there that took 5 years to grow,
I love you.
Was planted 5 years ago.
Let's you talk. Have to have some kind of idea of what steps you're going to take.
It's Britney, bitch.
I never said
that. That tree that's outside.
Time out. Relax to your tree.
We don't have no more, nigga.
I'm saying I'm working with a trunk.
Listen.
I'm working with a trunk, that's
we'll
why.
We'll talk in 5 years.
My bad. And, I got the trunk. I got the
regardless trunk. If I own a house or not, or if I... One of those two will actually be executed. So when I do it, you'll see it, you know. I don't want to talk about what my plan is. That's corny.
I'm talking about this as far as the network and all of that. You know what I mean?
Well,
could,
I mean
just watch
I
me.
Like
you know, you could, all right.
Just, it's manifesting.
Oh.
So, yeah.
This is going to happen. It's totally going to okay.
There
is
hold on, did you get your mark?
Oh, bless
you. God bless you.
You're drinking raw vodka.
No? Okay.
Go on. Jazz.
Oh, yeah, Jazz. Please. No, could you bartender?
Jazz.
Oh, wait a minute. Here.
5 years. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Where do I see myself in 5 years? Let's see.
Divorced.
Divorced.
Yo,
divorced.
I cannot with you.
Divorced. Divorced.
Oh my
get
God.
Get a good lawyer. Get a good lawyer.
No, definitely.
Get the money.
I.
Get the money.
In 5 years, I see myself as a successful nurse.
She's
yes!
gonna.
Yes! Another nurse on the team, yes.
That RN money different.
She's gonna be
yes.
trans.
That
RN
money
gonna
different.
She's a man.
a homeowner for sure.
A homo. Mm-hmm. See, she knows
a owner of a Porsche.
This bitch
and a owner of a brand new body. Thank you to Dr.
Yes.
Miami. 305.
You don't need to go to that nigga, man.
Right. Hold on.
Go
hold
that
on.
Fucking
you don't
gym.
Need it, baby. I
wait,
do.
Okay. First of all.
Hit that fucking gym.
Excuse me, Puerto Ricans.
All she gotta do is hit the
she
gym.
She don't need it. I need it.
I see that body every day.
Yes, Tony.
Puerto Ricans.
I see that body every
fellow,
day.
Fellow Puerto Ricans.
She don't need it.
I'm gonna dial you back.
I mean,
first of all, first
she
rule of the
gym. She don't need that.
We just gotta, you know,
you
small
gym,
place, but thank you.
You really don't.
She gotta really go to the gym.
Sorry. This is
different. Don't be sorry, Barbara. All right. First of all, why do you feel like you need to do that? Because see, I don't mind going to Wendy's doctor in Jersey. Doctor, I forgot what it is, but she just talked about it the other day. You know, maybe when I'm 48 or 58, you know, just going.
Right. What's she talking about?
Because look, ready everybody? 28?
Yeah. 38. Yeah, you bugging.
Listen,
it's been a long time.
Yo, but I love
I'm
that.
Not opposed to it. The wine that Whitney does, she did it on her own
what?
Show.
What did
she do?
I said 38.
No, you
said
28.
Oh,
28?
Uh-huh. Yes. Let go. 38. No, I'm going to Jersey. And I'm going to pay that
$2,000
you know, inside.
I'm sorry, but
it's just a little.
Not for nothing, I will say that I looked.
I didn't
I look
say plastic
better
surgery.
Now than
I did
10
just
years
saying.
Ago.
See, if you're going to come to my show and tell lies.
No, honey.
That's one thing.
Pitches don't.
But
they don't lie.
I've invited you to this podcast before, and
you know,
I got to say, you've been
and
honest.
And that's why I have more fans than you.
You're so pretty, but you dye your hair blonde to run away from your insecurities. Come
no,
on.
No, I dye
listen.
My hair blonde
listen.
For your cousin because he likes blonde.
Oh. You do, Tico? Listen. Oh,
that's why
no.
11 years married because I make sure I make my husband happy.
No, listen, you got different personalities. You don't need to, you know what I'm saying? You could change
well,
it to
Puerto
Monica.
Rican.
You could change it to...
I'm Puerto Rican, so just being Puerto Rican, you already
exactly.
have multiple personalities.
Exactly. Straight, curly, to side, whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Mad, sad, happy,
well,
all that.
Anyways.
Comes with a whole other personality.
Feels different.
Really?
I don't know. I feel like I was in New York.
I like it.
Well,
I'm on the
I mean,
bridge.
I dye my hair every color. I had it purple. Last
like
time you saw me, my hair was purple.
I love purple.
Remember? My last
ooh,
time you
be,
saw me, Melanie,
you want a piece of edible?
My hair was purple last time you saw me.
Yes, and it looked good.
I had it black,
so good.
I had it red, I had it blonde, I had it every color.
Name
Jazz.
A scary moment in your life.
Jazz.
Who wants to take it? Scary moment in your
what
life.
What is that? Is this like a serious?
Go
serious
ahead, Jazz.
Comment?
Stop being pussy. You pussy. You pussy.
No, I need a small.
You pussy.
Well, she's kind of right on these ones.
Oh, you see? That's why I said I'm not. I'm trying to be alert and aware.
See, Julio's trying to do
wow.
that so that he can really get it tonight in that hotel.
My nigga, gee, we gonna take the whole one. Like,
nah,
oh shit!
He said nah.
Nah, I don't really like edibles like that. For real, I don't.
This
tape.
Oh.
No, last time I had an edible, I was gone for 2 days.
All right,
no,
smoke
that's
it.
What I'm saying. I cannot.
All right, smoke it.
I'll take that shit home, though.
I used to be a heavy smoker, but now I'd rather eat that shit and then be surprised later on.
Oh.
Oh, it hits you,
unless
though?
I'm the,
yeah.
I'm
I feel
outside.
Like this doesn't hit me.
Edibles?
Like, yeah.
Like me, too.
A lot of people say that, but...
There's only been one that had me. It was a brownie. I got the pen. Fuck me up.
I think real, like, hard smokers, like, he's a really hard. Like, he needs 5 blunts just to make him feel good. So edibles won't do nothing. Mm. Whereas me, I don't smoke.
So it'll not
so like feet. This little tiny itty bitty micro bite that I just took is gonna have me on my ass.
No, it's not even that too. Like when I smoke 2 blunts a day. Like, you know, I'll be working, so I smoke like 2 blunts a day. Realistically, I come home and it's not even that, it's just like that shit, I'll be getting smacked. You know what I mean? But I just smoke 3 blunts right here.
Mm-hmm. I've seen him smoke about like 10 blunts back to back and still be able to function like nothing.
Because this is my second cup of coffee since I've been here.
Oh.
I haven't been here 2 hours.
That's good. Babe, we've been here about more than a...
And when we come back from the lounge, or to the lounge...
Now we're going to conclude this, man. We're going to conclude this.
Well, I mean, in the name of Drink Champs, it could keep going.
Okay, let's go. Keep going.
I need a background music, though. Somebody needs to tap into the...
Ooh, what's your favorite drink?
You know what? I love a good old-fashioned margarita done right. A margarita done right with sugar.
Yes.
Margarita. Yeah.
What's yours, my love?
Yeah.
Patron.
Just Patron. Just straight up? Okay.
No. Like, so, I would say cranberry with Patron. Anything with Patron.
Okay.
Where?
You can Google me. Yo, everybody Google me. Q_streets. Q_streets.
It's Fish Street, bitches.
It's Fish Street, man. That's what the fuck we do, you heard? Q_streets.
It's Britney, bitch.
Yeah, I cannot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not. Yeah. And if anybody, any artists, upcoming artists, hit me up.
From
a certain area?
Miss Lookout.
Who gave me this?
Doesn't matter. Cali, Japan. Anywhere.
Somebody do
doesn't matter.
Else. Listen, all I'm saying. Jamar.
His face.
Is it Jamar? Open, I want to say
the like, you know, nigga. Come on.
Oh. Open that one
get
too.
Get together.
We can get some back door open.
Yes, can we get the back door open?
Please and thank you. Well, you guys are closest.
Okay. I'll open the back door.
So with that said, does anybody like my socks?
The socks is fire.
Thanks. I have a pair I can give you. Dopeness.
Are they red? Too. Red and white?
Absolutely not.
What are they?
What color?
I can buy you some red and white.
I don't know. They look like bottles.
I don't know what they look like. They look like pants over here.
It looks like 99 bottles of beer on my socks. 99 bottles of beer on my socks. If one of them happen, if one of those bottles happen to disappear.
Mom's brother's son. The worst.
What do you mean the worst?
There was like 8 of them.
Dude, I'm the best thing that happened, dude. I was actually created in the trailer. I was a trailer baby.
Which explains a lot of the pathology.
My mom's went to Attica to visit my father.
Which explains more of the pathology.
So what? He was in jail for murder. That explains your family.
No, I love a man rough around the edges. Shoot first and ask questions later. I like that. That's the type of shit that get my dick hard. I don't know who you think you're talking to.
All right, listen, man.
That's that Jack.
So basically, I was conceived in Attica.
Yes.
I was conceived in Attica. I'm a trailer baby. I'm a trailer that's baby.
I heard Foxy's album, that Holy Matrimony song. I know what it is. I know what time it is. I've been trained. I'm built for this.
Foxy who?
Brown.
Brown.
Nah, Little Kim.
Oh, all day. Brooklyn, all day.
Shout out to Brooklyn. Kimberly
right. Denise yes. Jones.
Yes. Shout out to East New York, Canarsie.
Shout out to my mom. She's Brooklyn, bitch. How about that?
My mother. His mother, his father.
This motherfucker in Brooklyn.
Listen.
Shout out to the whole family.
All from Brooklyn, baby.
Best borough in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, Brooklyn's not even a borough, man. Brooklyn's a way of life.
Lifestyle.
I swear, it's different. Yo, you can go anywhere in the world and somebody from Brooklyn is there.
Tell them. Well, I don't know about all that. Yeah, I'm
everywhere.
Brooklyn. I'm just fronting. I'm starting and I'm
fronting. Nah, yo, you
oh, I'm for real. I'm fronting.
For I was just fronting. Put it.
Somebody.
But you done disconnected shit that no, now we can't listen to nothing.
He's the DJ. Uh-huh. You gotta put it low, see? Okay, he was coming for my next song.
Okay.
You know who's my spirit animal this year? You know, it was Wendy Williams for a good several years, but I gotta tell you, it's gotta be Dan Levy's son from Schitt's Creek. Oh. Sexy, badass motherfucker.
Who?
Do you watch
Eugene Levy's son? Yeah. Really?
Dan Levy.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's his name.
Don't know who that is. Don't know the show.
The show ain't really that crazy. I'm just saying. It really isn't all that. Mm-hmm. Now you want to talk about shows? Sons of Anarchy. I know that shit's old, but I done hopped on that shit now. And
yo, no, you know what's like, a show? The Acevedo's house in Long Island.
That's a show in itself.
I wouldn't waste.
And I don't go there much, but I need to get hopped on that. I need to hop on that show.
You haven't missed much. I can tell you in 11 years, you have not missed much.
And that's why you always had me on your podcast.
No, I love this podcast.
You don't even support my shit like that.
I don't.
Like, you'll post.
Yo, I'm going to be honest with you. Nah, I'm going to be honest with you. Listen. You see what I'm doing right now? I'm actually up because today's Friday, but the past...
Wait, so it's okay for us?
Nah, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what's going on.
I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
He good.
You've been... No, I'm done.
Every day, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm done, bro.
The lies.
Jazz, what time I get up every morning? What time your alarm goes off every day?
What does that have to do with...
3 a.m. Listen, I get up at 3.
Linda, listen.
I don't run my page. Other Lucille, people run my page.
Luigi. Leonardo.
Luigi.
No, do you want me to show you on my Instagram? There's people actually reaching out to me. They're all, do you charge for promotion?
Okay.
I'm like, nah, if I fuck with the artist, I post it.
Listen.
Right.
I don't have time for all that, dude.
Lucinda.
Like today, I just lost a follower today, dude. I got 18,000 followers. I don't care about one person unfollowing me.
I lost a follower. Oh, my God.
That's like if you unfollow me. I don't care. I got 18,000 people that follow me.
However am I going to live with myself? I lost a follower. Woo!
That's how I feel. My rent is... Who you are, if a person loves you, they accept everything that you are. I'm not going to say, oh, I love him because of this and this and this and that, and I don't love him because of that. I genuinely don't love you. So, as far as
wait, what are we talking about?
Listen, you talk about Titi and whatever, my father. You gotta remember that's who he is, and that's what made him. It ain't like at the end of the day, it was self defense. You know what I mean? He beat the case. He got sentenced. He was, you know what I mean? I mean, that's it. His harsh reality. What the fuck are you gonna hide the fact that I was born and I was conceived in Attica? No, he probably used my mom's probably used her ID. Shit. Thank you, Titi. Thank you, Titi. If it wasn't yours, it was probably Titi Cindy or the other one.
Yeah, it probably was, nigga.
But thank you.
Because I've had some stories,
I wouldn't be here.
Oh, my God.
Realistically, like, come on, man.
Well, whoever gave her the ID, thank you, because I wouldn't be married.
Yo, for real.
Jasmine, where? Who?
Exactly.
Shit. Listen. Grateful.
Small apartment.
It was. Thank you, Jamar. Right.
And what would you do without me?
What would I do without you?
A damn thing.
Thank you.
A fucking damn thing.
Yeah, because then you reach out to Melo. I was busy.
Time out.
I'm busy with my three kids, nigga. And my husband.
Wait, straw man. All of you. Does anyone know what a straw man is? Look that up. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, bitch.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Google that, bitch.
You know you'd be lost without me.
Let's answer the first question before we distract with other things.
No, I am a positive influence in your life.
We weren't on
that.
We were on Atticas and addicts.
Thank you, Jasmine. He was made in an attic
and there was no light.
Thank you, darling.
And the building was abandoned.
I'll tell you how it is.
Exactly. And you mad because I'm probably the mini-me of her. That's why.
No, I'm glad you're like the mini-me of Cardi B.
Oh, well, then that too. Shit, I don't give a fuck. God damn. Okay. Shit. Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
I got two loud-ass Puerto Rican women. What I want to go back to is this. Go back to this. This. They don't even have a name as this. I just want to know why, when your mother and your father were fucking, why did that guy pull out? Or your mom would just
because
not...
Look at what we got.
I'm asking the question. Excuse me?
This is what we got. Mic check 1, 2.
How I make a Sprite can't disappear in my mouth. Move on. Move on.
One of you chose your fucking life.
Well, one of us, if not two of us, definitely chose to suck dick. Now, I don't know what he's willing to reveal.
Yo, I swear to God, I wish my uncle nutted on a rag that night. He should have nutted on her breast. Edit that.
Yo, y'all are crazy.
She should have swallowed you.
Oh, shit.
Amen.
But think about the power of pussy. Yes.
What about the power?
The grip.
The power of pussy the grip. Is that it that was so grip. Good that she locked him in for almost 40 years.
Yo, that grip is sick.
Cause she had four kids before I.
Because she got that grip.
Not my fault.
She got that wop.
She got that wop. She got that wop.
She got that wop.
She got that wop. She got that wop. That's why. That's why I'm low. She got that wop. She got that
he
wop.
Liked it all. The 100 personalities and you know that came out of that shit.
Liked.
He said, what? And you know I said, liked it, duh.
Yo, come on, shit, man. And liked I'm not it, did it. She liked it, did it.
Damn. Will be what it is.
Damn.
You heard that, right?
Yes, she liked it.
Okay.
That shit rolled.
The tongue rolled. All right.
Why you think her man? Why you think her husband with her?
Why you think she got three kids?
Three kids. That's the grip. The kids are the grip. The kids are the grip.
The kids I wouldn't say the kids are the grip.
Nah, the grip, nigga. That's
say
the grip.
The pussy's the grip.
No, the grip, nigga. You don't know about the grip, man. The grip is the that muscle. That muscle.
That muscle. You ain't going nowhere.
That shit park it. That shit park it in there, son.
Since we're talking about muscles, let me just talk to you about some other muscles I know about.
Those two.
You know that men come, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the backside. Mm. Too, like in a sense. Not maybe not come, but get wet.
It's more.
Yeah, absolutely. And when it's wet, it's wet. And when you hitting that spot, you hitting that spot.
That's like a G spot.
Guys have a G spot.
I know they do. Yes, they do.
I know because you told me by the time you put it in his ass. Yo, let me get some of that.
Cause, like, nigga,
you never put it in my ass.
I need a nugget.
I never put it in his ass.
He put it in your ass.
Maybe.
Were you?
Maybe. I don't know.
You know what?
Pull why the not? Out. If it's there.
You know what?
If it's there.
Excuse me.
I'm just saying.
I'm going home. I'm done.
That's the beauty of us. We have too many buttons you can press at once.
Too many exits and too many entrances.
Exactly, you know? I'm just saying. Shit.
Dude, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, I came back and it's like Santa came.
Hey,
and that's the reason why he's with me for 11 years.
Hey, yo. Hey, I never.
Yeah, because it's not over your cooking or anything like that.
Nah, her cooking. You don't see my stomach? I'm 186.
I know. Yes. You look so good.
Because I could cook my
you know what?
Right now, I'm probably like 180, 190 or 180, you look so 189. Good,
180. I am the trophy.
You asshole.
Shirley, you ain't never looked
shut
better.
Shut up, nigga.
Nah,
what's
but
the music on, DJ?
But yo, I'm gonna be honest.
She is trophy wife.
Nah, she is.
Always, do you see this though?
Nobody likes a bronze medal.
Nobody likes a bronze medal. I'm platinum, bitch.
Nah, I always said it for me.
I am gold.
For me,
you know
too,
why?
Yo, I like.
You know why? Because I cook.
We're right here, small apartment.
I cook.
We're not in New York.
We bring in New York too, Spaz.
Exactly.
Well,
right?
I'm leaving.
Ugh.
Okay. I'm out.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Felicia.
Is that what we need to share?
I will protect my energy at all costs. And compromising who I am because you bitches showed up in 5 years.
I cook and I clean. That's why I got that.
So
pain.
I gotta lose my sense of self?
Yeah.
I think about
plus, she ain't going away. I got that. I got that wop too.
Oh.
I got that wet ass pinga. I got that wet ass pinga. I got that wet ass pinga.
Exactly. I was thinking that.
I got that wet ass penis. Yeah. I got that wop.
Never felt more disgusting.
Yada 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 yada.
Yo.
This is like my
my big brother. I can't look right now. I just
This is just gross. This took a turn for the worse. And on that note, when we come on back, shout out to Bullhorn FM, by the way. Come on back to the lounge and maybe we'll finish this episode. I don't know what the Drink Champs is going on, but it's here.
The only female I've ever been faithful to. The only one. Never even thought about it.
Well, that's not true.
Deadass.
We've talked.
Nigga.
Find it. She knows everything. Mm-hmm. I'm a man. I'm a man. I window shop. I just don't price check.
Damn.
And guess what? I window shop with him.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Yep.
Why not? Why not? We not gonna discriminate. Why fucking discriminate?
I'm like, baby,
let's
look
look together.
I'm like, look at her ass. That ass is looking good.
Okay. That's why. We're 10 and 11 years in. That's
ain't,
what it
ain't
is.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, baby. Nothing wrong. We come back, we might just talk more about that. I didn't know where we were going to go, but now I got questions. Come on back to the lounge, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Welcome back to Losa's Lounge. I'm your host, Carlos Reyes. At the beginning of the episode, I thought I had dignity. I don't. And I'm trying to hold on to the dick to the knee. But
imagine if you got a dick that goes hangs to the knee.
Bro.
Whoa. Bro. That's...
Yeah, I'd be busy. Don't call me.
Is that a good thing or is it a bad thing?
Oh,
right, let's get into that.
Is it girth or length?
Yes. What do you prefer? Do you think it matters?
So there's no background? Mm. Well, no, everything matters.
I know that I'm just trying to get the juice.
My phone said bedtime reminder.
Shit. It's time to go to bed.
I got a bedtime reminder.
Good night, guys.
Sorry, guys. Can everybody...
We out of here. Talk to you later.
Can everybody exit the lounge?
Good all night. Right. It was fun. It's 12:34 Eastern time.
What was your question? I'm sorry, what?
Girth or length?
And does it matter?
All right, I can't look anybody in
I'll
the
be
face
all
right
up
now. All right, yes, I can. I put all that. We can talk. Let's talk.
Be all up in them guts.
We're all grown ups.
All up in them guts.
Let's get it together.
All up in that stomach.
Right? Married?
Who do I talk to?
Stomach pain.
I guess the one you feel comfortable. Okay.
Oh, I don't know who to go to. Maybe it was you. Yeah, okay. Maybe it was you. In life.
What?
What?
Wait.
Wait. What happened?
Okay. So, I don't think anything specifically matters. As long as whatever is working, it really is hitting that spot and doing what it's got to do. I'll say that. And because I say that, because in my experience,
Oh,
all right. Well, I haven't been to a club in ages.
And I'm not about
you. Clearly, I have an engineer tonight. And a producer.
Get with it.
Is there catering in the business, in the house? I think it just really
Say what comes to your mind. That's it.
Nobody else wanted to take this first?
Nope.
I love a well-hung man. And I've been fortunate recently in my relationship, last relationship, and in points in my life to have a well-hung man. And I appreciate that. I really do. I really, 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 I really, really, really want to tell you what. So you can say, producer. Humble yourself. Yeah. I feel like in the name of some more, we need to take all the men with a little, lock the door. Lock the motherfucking door.
Oh, man. Welcome.
Whoa, why did I say all that? Wait, what just happened? Nah, honestly, let's be real.
You clarified it lovely with all the words that I needed to say. And I didn't have to say
it. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible.
Just want to say that your skin looks vibrant in my
and moisturized.
Thank you. Well, in my weakness is his perfection instilled in me. Okay?
Is Corinthians? It in you? I think it lasts only 3 days.
Y'all can go back to your hotel room. It's really, we can call it a night.
I'm done.
It's getting late.
I'm done.
Melanie, your children need you too.
They have their daddy at home taking care of them. I'm with them 24/7. They deserve a break from their mother. Rightfully so.
They won't let me engineer and DJ, man.
Not if you're gonna play bad music. Was this one of your little artists?
No, that was Post Malone.
Even
it went
worse.
With the conversation, man.
Even worse.
Like, I'm trying to add a little flavor and spice into your motherfucking.
Nigga, you wanna add flavor and spice? You go get some paprika or something. Like, leave me alone.
You ain't gonna grow no more. I'm letting you know. Like, you're not gonna grow any more inches. It's done. Okay.
I don't know what's going on right now. All right. Well, that's the answer to the... I don't even know what the question was, but... Anyways, next. Why are you still recording me, son?
Because I can.
I'm not belligerently drunk like I was 2 years ago. Almost 2 years ago.
Oh, my God. That was so great.
Yeah, it's been like a year and a half.
I should have went live then. Oh my God.
Hey, I have an episode called 97. You guys should listen to it together.
Like
Yo, rekindle your love.
Yo, in 97, I asked her father. I told her father I was going to marry her.
You already knew right there on the spot.
Yeah. Like, so now, I always had a crush on her, but I always felt like she was younger because I thought she was younger, like, that's mad younger. But she's 3 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
I'm 6 years younger than D.
I was a senior.
But then
so,
again,
well, she was
he
a freshman,
was more
too.
Advanced. And like, I was more very, you know,
she's
like,
a virgin.
Like I said,
she's a virgin.
I
lose mine
until I was 18, 19. So
almost, she was
more,
already high school. No,
can I get like a virgin drop? Nobody,
got
you don't gotta
you.
See.
Gotcha.
You want to put on all that?
In high school,
you were going another path.
Yeah,
he
was known as Julio the whore in high school. So, gotcha. And every girl wanted him, and I don't want things that people want.
Exactly. That's similar to me and D. Because in Florida, he was known as... He even went out with... I don't want to say names. But,
all right, yeah.
I
don't want
to say names.
Yeah,
but,
you went out with
her. You know somebody.
Yeah.
And I knew it. And I didn't want that. But shit happens, right? I mean, you fall in love and that's what it is. And it's
yeah. We didn't rekindle until 2009.
Should have walked away.
Should have walked away.
Not worth it.
That was I helped up my best friend with her now husband.
Oh.
Two kids
and
later.
Then,
well, one biological.
Almost a month later, she hooked
years
me
later.
Up with her.
Not worth it. Now you're here. Not worth it. Not worth it. Divorce.
Look at
get
you. And when he hit me up, I
get
was like, oh my God, guess who hit me up? And
get
she was
the
like,
money.
Who? I was like, Julio the whore.
Oh, shit.
He still has a name.
And
but
how long did it take?
I kept tag on him though, because
yeah.
I kept in contact with his brother, and I was like, oh, how's Julio?
At what point did he become Julio the phone addict that he can't put his phone away and just tune into the conversation, mind, body, and soul? Because it's all about cute. See, this is why. See, when we talk about 2020 and lessons, we talk about selfless. Thank you. Thank you. Yes,
until tomorrow, I'm going to have to call. I'm going to leave my phone. Now, you got to remember, my phone is a business. Just like right now, you podcasting and you trying to seek the future and all that. Right now, I was on a...
No, I respect that. I really do. That's cute.
No, it is. At the end of the day, you got to remember what floats your boat don't keep minds on the
you
river.
Know what? Again, we're going to focus back on the main topic. And the main topic is about me.
What floats your boat don't keep mine on the river. Woo, boy. I'll tell you, man. Bars.
No, maybe you need to think bigger and get into
bars,
the ocean.
Nigga.
Stop limiting yourself.
Bars.
Get out the river.
Bars.
Join me in the ocean, bitch.
Bars. Yo, grab that.
That's why he always calling me,
nigga.
Why do you think
because
you don't call
there's
me
a lack
Because I can't take
something
shit.
In your marriage that I know. Feel yeah, that okay. He's not.
Okay.
See, he's not in touch into your emotional side. I care.
Right. And the shit that bothers me is like.
Mind you, me and him have more relationships.
I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell every man. Y'all don't matter. Men, I'm sorry. Daddy, sorry.
Even your YouTube. Mama said, if you and Tico ever get divorced, I'm still going to be chicken.
Well, I'm.
You still going to be with our family.
You said it. You said it, my mama. I have a mind of my own. And as far as the men go, all men disappoint.
But you stuck to me for the rest of your life because you're the godfather of my son. So you stuck to me.
Not
till
you're dead.
Okay.
Not till you're dead. And we can make that happen.
Until I'm dead.
And if we get a divorce, she's going to be dead. So it's going to be
awful.
If we get a divorce, it's a suicide. It's a suicide pact. So he's going to die.
Bye.
The only way we go now is murder suicide.
It's a suicide, but he's gonna die.
Both of y'all. Deuces. Here's a finger for each. Deuces.
You know what she said?
That's y'all decision. That's between you and the Lord.
Is it murder, suicide? Always
not my problem. Listen.
You're my will. You're my will.
I appreciate that, and I know a few
you got
wills.
100,000.
That's fabulous. Give that to your kids before you
get
to
make
me.
Sure. You gotta make sure. That's why your name is on my shit. You gotta make sure they get that.
I'm a simple guy. I'll take a good 40.
Oh my God,
see, I'm simple.
Oh my fucking God! This nigga just said you're gonna do it to my kids. I gotta take this nigga. Just remind me Monday to take this nigga's name. Nah, I'm lying. I didn't have his name. I had my little brother's name. If I would have had his name, I would have had to ask him for his social. And if he gives me a social, I'm gonna get him. Oh my God! I'm gonna sell that shit on the black market.
Don't worry,
your credit score will go up.
I got Joe Mobile.
Your credit score will go up.
By the way, I also have my own life insurance, so I don't need any of you bitches. My shit will be covered too, even though I'll be dead. But still, but I appreciate that.
I know. What do you have on your life insurance? I better be honest.
Yo, I have a lot for you. You can get buried with my pops and his pops.
For your question first, who's on my life insurance? Technically nobody, because I haven't done the paperwork. But who will always be first and foremost is my nephew. Mommy, yeah. Yes, but right. Other than that, yes.
His nephew
Isaiah will always.
I knew that was coming.
Isaiah, is that Rebecca's son
on Snap?
I mean, no, that's Leslie's son. Sorry, yes. That's Leslie's son.
What's up?
That's the one I have on Snap.
I don't have Snapchats. And.